Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wombat Sports Podcast here on blogtalkradio.com, also wombatsports.com and gofightlive.tv. I am Mark with EQ. I'm host. Hopefully, in just a few minutes, we are going to have the WBC Super Featherweight Champion on with us, Diana Prazak. She's going to be part of the outstanding event, the Big Knockout Boxing coming up in Vegas. On Friday, she'll be facing Layla Carter. Very interesting concept in terms of boxing. The pit itself doesn't have any ropes. It's not a traditional boxing ring per se. It is an open space. So it'll be interesting to talk a little bit about the differences she's looking forward to in doing something like this. The Big Knockout will also be monitoring stats, real-time stats in terms of the boxing gloves, which will be interesting to see what kind of stats they get off those gloves. It's a very interactive and very interesting thing, to say the least, in terms of what's going on as well. So, and we'll be talking to her. She's going to be she's actually getting ready to leave L.A. and head towards Vegas to be able to start her fight week preps, as it were. So it'll be interesting to talk a little bit about that as well. And Diana is, like I said, a world champion right now, so it'll be interesting to talk to her as well. What I'll do is I'll play a little bit of music, and hopefully in just a few minutes we'll have Diana on with us. So give me just 1 second. We'll play some music. We're back with Diana Prazak. I'm happy to have the champion of the world, the WBC WBC champ, on with us. She is a WBC super featherweight champion of the world. Diana is on with us right now. How are you doing, Diana?
I'm good, mate. How are you going?
Good. How's the prep been going for the BKB event?
Yeah, it's going quite well, to be honest. The style pretty much suits the sort of fighter that I am already, so we haven't had to change too much about it at all. And yeah, we're just excited. It's 1 week away, and we're excited for the night, really.
Yeah, I mean, the change in the rules, obviously not having a ring to kind of confine you more than just that pit. Obviously, it seems like that the training, you didn't have to do much change in your training as well in terms of it. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, I don't actually think it's a change in the rules. I think it's more the fact that we no longer have ropes. We've had to, a lot of fighters are going to use that to lean on or to use the ropes to maneuver around the ring. And we've just had to, you know, get used to the idea that we don't have ropes. So there is no leaning in. There is no looking for corners because we no longer have corners. So it's more about just staying in the center and letting it go right there and then in the center, and that's the sort of fighter I've always been. So for me, that's my style.
Well, I mean, that's great to hear. I mean, how did this opportunity come to you to be able to be a part of BKB?
Yeah, well, I got an email from the main matchmaker, and told me he asked me if I was interested to give him a call if I was, and I did. I gave him a call. And I gave him a call, and he told me that he had actually contacted another super featherweight fighter, which is at 130. I'm just gonna say Amanda Serrano, and they said they'll fight anyone, and whether I was interested, and we said yes. And a couple of days later, we heard that there was no longer a possibility of a fight with me and Amanda for whatever reason that was. And so we had to look for another opponent that was that we could fight for it. And they come back, fought with Layla Mercado, and asked if we were interested in fighting Layla. And yeah, we were. I think I've made my career from fighting anybody at anyone at any time. Do you know what I mean? And you know, I've gone in other people's backyards before and fought, and I've been able to fight in my own backyard as well. So it was pretty much we were willing to fight anybody, and they came back to us with Layla, and we said, yeah, we got a catchweight worked out at 133 pounds, and now we have it. We're a week away.
Yeah, now, were you familiar with the rules of BKB before you were offered the fight, or was it something that you had to research a little bit?
Honestly, I'd never even heard of BKB before I was approached by him. So it was all brand new to me. The whole idea was brand new. I actually don't think, I keep hearing that, the rules, et cetera, there's nothing different about the rules. It's a standard boxing fight. The only difference, to my knowledge, and please enlighten me if I'm wrong, is that we're not in a ring. We're in a round circle. We're in the pit, and there's no ropes. But besides that, to my knowledge, there's nothing else different about it. It's still good old school boxing.
Yeah, I mean, I think they originally had a different size glove, but I think the committee mixed them. So
yeah, we're fighting 8-ounce gloves. So can't sound really worried about that. In fact, lately I fight in 10-ounce gloves with the WBC. I fight in 10-ounce gloves. So I'm excited about the 8-ounce gloves.
And I think the only other thing, other two, was is that the length of the rounds, I think the rounds are shorter, if I'm not mistaken.
Shorter for the men. They're shorter for the men, but for the women, they're still 2 minutes. In a standard boxing fight, women fight two-minute rounds. And in a standard boxing fight, men fight three-minute rounds. And what they've done is they've made men and women both fight two-minute rounds.
Which is I think, awesome. I mean, that means that, you know, you guys are on equal footing in terms of the rounds. I know in the women's mixed martial arts realm, it used to be 3 minutes for the pro women, and now that had changed 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, this is before most of the people recognize it, but it's great to be able to see that you guys have the same amount of rounds. I hope that, you know, regular boxing starts doing that as well.
That's everything that you said. Sorry, you broke up a little bit. But from what I did catch, from what you did say there, I'm going in this really excited. For me, I'm so excited that BKB are putting this on and putting female fighters, female boxers on TV. The UFC's been doing it, and it's been a success. You know, the BKB doing it with female boxers. And I think everyone's going to love it. You know, female boxing is just as exciting, if not more so, that I believe, than men's boxing, because it is over 2 minutes, which is why they brought the men's rounds down to 2 minutes to make it more exciting. And now the rest of America is going to see, you know, female boxers in the pit, in this case, giving it all they have and showing all of America why we're, you know, how equal the ground really is these days.
Yeah, and you know, I think you're I think you and Layla are the first two women to enter the pit, as it were, and I'm glad
right.
that they're stepping up. So I'm glad they're stepping up and doing that. I think it's been an interesting couple of months because boxing has started to get TV deals. We're seeing it on major networks here in the U.S. again. My hope is that some of these promotions start putting women on these cards as well. I think that it'll be interesting to see if that ends up happening, just because there's so much competition now that they may need something a little bit different to kind of shade themselves out from the rest of the pack. So fingers crossed that that ends up happening as well. You're currently
I'm with you 100%.
You're currently training out of Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, I train out of Wildcard Gym, Pretty Roach's Gym.
And I mean, you know, why the decision to move to Freddie Roach's gym out in L.A. from Australia?
Oh, well, after I won my first world title in Australia when I fought, and when I did that, I knew I wanted to I never wanted to be a male champion. I think we see it too often these days with men and with women, where they're fighting fighters where they know they can walk away with the win. And I never wanted to be one of those people. I wanted to fight the very best in the world, and I wanted to, you know, become the greatest that I could be. And so I did that. I knew I couldn't do that in Australia, so I moved to America. I now train with the best trainer in the world in Lucia Riker, and I think we've proven that we're fighting the best. You know, we've won a couple more titles together. You know, we're building more bridges. We're really looking forward to the next generation of female fighters and female athletes coming up and helping bridge the gap between the men and the women.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen quite a few over the past for the past year or so of a lot of Australian fighters, especially boxers that have been coming up. Australia has been, it seems like they've been very more receptive to having female boxing bouts down there as well. How do you see the scene going on right now in Australia?
It's getting better. It's definitely getting better. We're a country that's very far away from everywhere else in the world, do you know what I mean? So it's a long flight no matter where you're going. But it's definitely growing. It's definitely getting better. We've got a couple great promoters out there now. And, you know, from our baby steps, from the baby beginnings, we're building up from that to where we are now. Look, we've got some great world champions, you know. We've always had world champions come out of Australia. Jeff Fenwick, you know, is the first one that comes to my mind every time. And we're still continuing that on.
Yeah, I mean, Arlene Blanco, who's out of Australia, was a former champion. She lost her belt, I think, last year. But I think that it's starting to gain a lot more momentum out there. You know, obviously the MMA realm, but also the boxing realm, because I see a lot of opportunities for those ladies to get some boxing matches in. So I think it's absolutely great to be able to see. And some of these girls are actually doing the crossover. They're doing both MMA and boxing. So it's been absolutely great to be able to see those ladies perform, you know, perform in multiple sports as well. The first time it was the time that we discussed the reason why I reached out to you actually on Twitter was the fact that you were a part of the NASA Athletic Commission, because you were getting licensed in the area as well. First of all, I don't think this is the first time that you've fought in Vegas, is it?
It is the first time I've fought in Vegas. I've had the pleasure of fighting in New Mexico and in New York, but never before in Vegas. So it was my first experience of having to go through a commission.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what does it mean to you? I mean, obviously, Vegas has always been known as the fight capital of the world in terms of boxing. What does it mean for you to be able to finally box in Nevada?
It's so exciting. It's true. I mean, I think every fighter from the beginning of their career to when they, you know, eventually can say that, you know, they've done what they've, the best that they can achieve, wants to fight in Vegas. They want to fight in Nevada. And to get the opportunity, it's, you know, it's like a little kid opening presents at Christmas time. I'm excited. I'm stoked. You know, we're driving out there now, actually, and you know, I have Lucia next to me in the car. We're driving out to Vegas today, and I'm so excited to fight at the Mandalay Bay, to fight on pay per view. It's like all your dreams coming true.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be able to hear that. Yeah, and we discussed the idea that you had to go in front of the commission. And you're not the first one to have to be able to do this. So Alex Chambers, a fellow countrywoman and UFC fighter, before she went on the Ultimate Fighter show, had to go through the commission to get her fight license as well. And she is over the age of 35, so she had to do the same thing as well. And this has been a discussion we've had with many fighters that, you know, they feel that, you know, first of all, a lot of women are in perfectly healthy shape come their mid-30s. And some of people have even suggested that around that time, that's when women's physical peak happens to be as well. I mean, what's your opinion on that? And, you know, having to, you know, having to go through that hassle of actually going for the commission versus just applying for a license?
It doesn't, I don't really have too much of an opinion on it, to be honest. I like the fact that they're concerned about a fighter's safety. I think that, and to be honest, it wasn't one of my first things that I would think of originally. But when I won the WBC title against Frieda Wahlberg, and we all know what happened in that situation, it's made me so much more aware of making sure a fighter is safe at all times. When they said that I had to do the, I had to go to the commission to get license, it didn't faze me at all. If that's just a pre, you know, if we're going to care about a fighter safety, which I think we should, I'm happy to do it. And I couldn't agree with you more. If you look at most champions, they're in their 30s. Even the men as well. Like Mayweather and Pacquiao, aren't they in 37, 36, 38? So, you know, we're all in our mid-30s. And, it doesn't faze me whatsoever. I'm the same fighter that I was, you know, before I was 30 years old, although I wasn't boxing earlier than 30. I started boxing when I was 28. If they're doing it for our safety, go ahead, keep going. We need it. It needs to be there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's tough to you know, be able to kind of judge that as well. But, you know, it's great to be able to see that. You know, they do at least do testing, you know, and try to make sure everything's okay and all that as well. I mean, the commission did a really good job of asking the right questions in terms of your health and all that as well. And it was a pretty easy process. They asked you some simple good questions, and they were able to do it as well.
It was really simple. I wasn't expecting that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was great to be able to see that too, and to have you licensed in the state of Nevada, and that's one of the tougher commissions to be able to get licensed through. I think California might be just on par with that as well. So, definitely. And you mentioned that you're driving out to Las Vegas for this event. How much do you think it's easier for you, or is it easier for you to, you know, to be able to kick back and relax and drive out to Vegas and get there and, you know, not have to worry about jet lag or anything?
It's the first time I've had to do it in a long time, to be honest. I'm a fighter that does a lot of traveling. You just have to look at my record. We just got back from Europe. I fought in Europe 3 or 4 times in the last couple of years, so we're flying back and forth constantly. I got the chance to fight home in Australia last year as well, so that was incredible. But that's a 16-hour flight, so that was pretty good. The jet lag from Australia is pretty intense as well. So this has been my first fight camp at home, where I haven't had to travel, 4 or 5 weeks before a fight. And we're a week out. We're driving up to Vegas today, and it's been great. It's definitely been a lot more relaxing to be surrounded by, you know, to be in your own gym, to be surrounded by, you know, all your mates and stuff. And but it doesn't take away from the intensity of what we're all about to do. Layla Mercado is an amazing champion. You know, she's been fighting for a very long time, and the fact that her and I are exactly the same age, and the fact that she's fighting in such good condition means that, you know, this girl can take a punch and knows how to move her head, and you know, she's exceptional at what she does. So I'm very much aware of that, and each day that's what keeps me going, and each day that's what, you know, drives me to keep going forward and to, you know, be as well prepared as I can possibly be when we step in the pit on Saturday night.
Yeah, and it's an interesting situation in terms of this fight because, when you guys fight, it's going to be reflected, but it's not going to necessarily be reflected, I don't think, on like box wrecks or something like that as a part of your record.
Yeah.
As well. It's an interesting situation. And to tell you the truth, the two of you being paired, I think, is an awesome thing. I mean, she's on a huge fight win streak right now. You're currently the champion, or the world champion of the world right now in the WBA. WBC. Sorry.
Yeah.
WBC. The idea of this, I mean, and more importantly, you guys are going to be on pay-per-view, and it just feels like sometimes when you're a champion, I mean, all I usually it's very hard for me to find any kind of footage of any championship fights, let alone any fights whatsoever in the women's boxing world, especially considering a lot of them happen outside the country. But it's kind of a big deal, in fact, that this fight is going on right now on pay-per-view, and it's an extremely well-matched fight between you and Layla as well. You know, what does it mean to you to have such a strong opponent and on such a great platform?
I'm a realist, you know what I mean? I look at things in, you know, to try to be as, you know, what I'm trying to basically say is, you know how you have the sledging? Like, everyone likes to sledge and badmouth their opponents. I've never been one of them. I like to look at things in fact and what they are and deal with it with that. I mean, they've already come out with the sledging on me, and that's okay. I have no issues with that. For me, it's about, I've always taken the hard fights. I've always fought champions. That's how I've gotten to where I am in such a short career compared to everybody else, is that I fight the best all the time. I never say no to any challenges, and I keep going forward. And I'm lucky enough that with my persuasiveness and the fact that I don't give up, I walk away with the win, you know, more times than not. And one of the realities is that I'm going up in weight again. I'm the champion at 130 pounds. I'm meeting Layla up. And the reality is I've never had a win outside of 130. When as soon as I step up in weight, that's when it goes. That's where my losses come from in my career. So I'm looking at it in a couple of different senses. Number one is that I'm outside of my weight again, and I've never won outside my weight. Number two, I'm finding an incredible fighter. I'm finding a seasoned vet of the sport, somebody who's more than not, she'll be known as a champion for a long time than she should be, because she's such a great fighter. For me, it's about to go out there and just do the very best that I can. And each time I step into the ring, it's about doing the best I can, making my family proud, making my trainer proud, and making my country proud. And you know, that's what I keep doing each time I step into the ring, and just to be the greatest that I can be on the night.
Yeah, now, I had read a story, and I'm trying to look it up real quick, because I was reading it a couple months ago about the title. They're talking about unifying a lot of the titles in terms of the women's boxing. I don't know if you've heard or read anything about that, but I mean, is that, I mean, obviously, there's so many different organizations out there with so many different championships as well, and a lot of gals are already doing that. They're already winning multiple championships in different organizations. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And obviously, you probably, you know, are you thinking about maybe going and trying to take another title from another organization?
Well, I've got world titles in the WIBA and the WBC. My biggest problem is trying to find an opponent who step into the ring with me at 130. We thought we had it with the WBA, and that's been the biggest problem. Honestly, though, so the only thing I'm really thinking about at the moment is what happens in 6 days against Layla Makada. I'm not thinking about any other world titles. I'm not thinking about any other fights. The only thing I'm thinking about is Layla Makada on Saturday night at the Mandalay Bay. That's the only pressing thought. I'm not thinking past that. And that's, in my mind, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, it's a big fight, even though, like I said, it won't necessarily reflect on your record, but I think that a win does make a huge statement in terms of where you are in terms of the division and where you are in terms of women's boxing in general. I mean, you know, there could be a good argument for you being right now pound for pound. Considering Holly has made the jump over to MMA, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. Like I said, I'm excited about the pairing. It's an absolute great pairing as well. It's on pay per view, and I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, is the pay per view going to be available in Australia?
No, I don't think they were able to work anything out. I'm really not sure what happened. So, unfortunately, I don't think they'll be able to see it in Australia.
Oh, darn. You know,
I wish that was possible. But yeah, I wish it was too.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, and obviously you're gonna have a big crew out there as well. Who's gonna be cornering you for the fight?
Sorry, say that again.
Who's gonna
be
cornering you for the fight? Yeah,
the woman who's been my trainer for the last 4 years, Lucia Riker. If I can be half.
Anybody else?
We will have our cut man in there. But as far as I'm concerned, there's only one person that matters in my corner, and that's my trainer and coach.
Yeah, Riker's an awesome gal, awesome boxer. She's been training a lot of different people in boxing in the area as well. Does she have a fight coming up at all?
Excuse me, does Lucia have a fight coming up?
Yeah.
No, she hasn't fought. Lucia's retired.
Oh, she's retired?
Yeah, a long time ago now. 19 years
ago now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like I said,
okay.
I'm a little bit of noob on this, so I'm starting to get boxing
okay,
a little bit more. So.
No, it's okay, mate. Yeah, she's retired for a good night. 1 second. Lucia wants to talk to you. 1 second.
No, it's
okay.
Not okay. It's not okay that you don't know that. It's 2005, so for your record.
Let her know that she. I kind of wish she still was because she still kicks ass, and she's been doing a great. She's been doing a great job in terms of training you and quite a few other fighters in the area as well. I think. And if I'm not mistaken, she's helped train Ronda Rousey in boxing a little bit, right?
No. Ronda Rousey was my sparring partner, and so Lucia asked Lucia to spar with Ronda. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and Lucia said, "No, I'm retired, but my fighter will spar with you," and that was me. So. That was where that happened. So Lucia is my trainer, and I was Ronda Rousey's sparring partner for a good 2 years. So we would see and help her with her striking, for a good.
Well, that's great to hear, and thanks for clarifying that with me. So I know that was the situation, but being in there with. I'll ask you this last question, and then we'll kind of wrap up. What was it like being in there with Ronda? And she's like one of those people that seems like to pick up everything like a sponge. What was it like to be able to help out with Ronda and to be able to spar with her?
Like I said, we sparred with her for a good 2 years. She's a great champion, and she's a great MMA fighter. It was a privilege to do it. Yeah. Well, she's not a boxer, so she's a great MMA fighter, do you know what I mean? And it was a worthy champion.
Yeah, I mean, she's shown so much improvement in her striking she had two back-to-back knockouts, so it's before she went back to her arm bars. But, it was just impressive to be able to see how far her striking went over those past 2 years. So.
Yeah.
I know you guys are on your way to Vegas. I want to mention you guys can follow Diana on Twitter. It's, let's see if I can find it real quick. It's at DI_PRAZAK. It's Prazak, is that correct? I want to make sure I pronounce
that's
it
right.
correctly.
That's right,
okay.
Prazak.
And make sure you guys follow her on Twitter and on Facebook as well. Please order the pay-per-view, a big knockout boxing coming up this Friday. It's going to be a great fight. I think the match is really, really solid, and it's probably going to be one of the more solid female fights you're going to be able to see on pay-per-view in quite a long time. So make sure you guys check that out as well. Anything else you want to add? Any shout-out to sponsors at all, Diana?
No, mate. That's pretty much it. Just make sure you get it and support female boxing.
Yeah, because we want to see a lot more on that on television here in the States. It's we see it in South America and Central America. We need it. We need more women's boxing here in the States. So best of luck to you, and I look
thank
forward
you,
to
mate.
Seeing you kick on Friday.
Cheers. Thank you very much, mate.
No problem, Diana. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
Bye. Diana Prazak, everybody. Check her out. Like I said, at Di_Prazak on Twitter. Not sure who we're going to have next week. I'll have to take a look and see what I have on my plate. go to WombatSports.com. I'll have an update on everything that's been going on. In terms of the weekend, I haven't gotten a chance to catch up on that stuff as of yet. make sure you guys check us out at Wombat Sports on Twitter and Wombat Sports on Facebook, and we'll take care of that as well. With that in mind, we'll see you guys next week, next Sunday, and that should be the usual time, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Go to WombatSports.com, check it out there. I'll have an announcement hopefully in the next few days at Wombat Sports and Wombat Sports on Facebook. We will talk to you guys next week.